Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It appears more moves are on the way as the Grizzlies are looking to retool, and makes note of, obviously, the flexibility you now have after trading Desmond Bane. John and I have talked about it. You can go a couple different ways here. Can use that 16 pick if you want to, and maybe get something we like. Coward might be something like that. John's educated us on him. There could be others that could be helpful. Or How much more helpful is combining that pick with a team that sees something there as well with a guy like a Cole Anthony or someone else, something else? I don't know if it's even that pick. Maybe it's a different pick that you have, but can you flip it and get veterans right now that can help you? John and I have talked about it last couple of years, and frankly, they've been throwaway years in the end. You have doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on youth, both intentionally and unintentionally. Doesn't it seem like, and yes, we thought this a couple of years ago when you made the move for Marcus Smart, that more vets right now are necessary. I realize you just watched the second youngest team in OKC ever win a finals. With this team, with Jaren Jackson, with Ja Morant and where they currently are, feels like you need veteran help. And here's the way now, having moved on from Bane, having assembled these picks now from Orlando, it just feels like the flexibility is there. KCP looks like a good piece. Yep. Sure, maybe Cole Anthony could be useful, but it feels like he could be more useful, as John said, using it and the pick to really go out and address whatever you want to. Backup big, three-man, whatever you want to. That $20 million slot that you can go out and trade for, you can get a lot of useful guys in that $20 million slot. And so I like it a lot, thinking about what that pick could turn into between now and Wednesday, first day of the draft. And remember, Memphis was making that news a couple of years ago on Marcus Smart just a day before the draft, I believe. I'm hoping Zach Kleiman's on the phones. He's finding out those teams that like you. Maybe they like Coward. Maybe there's other teams out there that like him just as much as John does, just as much as the Grizzlies might, and you use him. We said it, Cole Anthony's on an expiring. Just a lot of things to like about the flexibility there and the fact that you could use it to go get something useful. We said the backup big, and maybe he's a starting big to start the year, might be just as necessary as that three. Now, I'd say I still want a guy up ahead of Jalen Wells that I feel good about. I know you've moved on. Now you're better defensively with KCP and Ja as opposed to Bane and Ja. You are. And so the necessity that your three guy is this lockdown defender, maybe that's not quite as high as it used to be, but I still want that guy if I can go out there and get him. And so my hope is the Kleiman's working the phones, that we're around draft time here, we're going to get some action that's not just including these other teams that seem to, whether they're going all in like Houston seems to be, or just making some moves around the edges. Hopefully the Grizzlies are going to be active because you have this flexibility now. Draft first round is on Wednesday. Grizzlies have three picks, including the two in the second round we haven't talked a lot about. I think last time I heard from Harrington, or heard Harrington discussing this, you've got a couple possible open two-way spots that you can put, whether it's those second rounders or, I can't see you using a 16 pick and then giving him a two-way.
Right.
You're not going to do that.
Right.
If you use it, I guess he's going to end up being a standard. But other ways you could go, we've heard it discussed. Maybe you're dropping back. It's certainly something that's not as sexy to get off the Conchar money so that you can do the renegotiate and extend with Jaren Jackson. Sounds like you're going to need that money. Less second, certainly isn't sexy at all, but that would be business in terms of getting it done. I'd like to see that pick used to get a veteran player, again, focusing on guys like P.J. Washington.
Yeah.
It could be a combo forward for you, be used in a couple of different places.
No, totally. But yeah, like that's what we don't know, right? We don't know who's answering the phones. There has not been any reporting on that.
Not to this point.
We talked about it. Like, the Desmond Bane trade makes a little less sense if you end up using the 16th pick. It just does. It's like, all right, you're clearly saying something, right? You're sending some kind of message. Like, this iteration, you're sending one of two. Either this iteration can't work as it's constructed, or this iteration just can't work. And if this iteration just can't work, you'd be trying to do a lot more than just trade Desmond Bane. You wouldn't be extending Jaren Jackson Jr. on this big contract. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be talking about extending Ja this summer. Like, so to me, it's like, how do you send off Bane and then decide, let's just go ahead and use this 16th pick? That'll make us better. Like, that just seems crazy. You're not going to get a better player than Desmond Bane at 16. And again, they're going to put KCP in that slot. But it's like, is it better than what it was, all told? The answer would be no.
No.
Why'd you do it?
Right.
You know, like, you should have just stayed where you were at if it was going to be this, you know, this plan. It seems like I thought maybe they would have an idea that they were going to trade the 16th pick to somebody, but it seems like they do not, at this moment.
At this time.
We shall, no. That can change. But, you know, we don't know. We do not know. We haven't heard from the Grizzlies, you know, so.
No, and it's probably going to stay quiet.
Yeah.
But I suspect something's shaking up. It's like you said, man. Right now, you've stepped back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to step back, even though, you know, we've said it. You were on a two-year window to get Jaren signed. You needed to do it before he could possibly leave. Well, now you've got him in. That doesn't mean all of a sudden you can start kicking the can down the road again. It's winning time here, whether that's been on attendance, making sure Ja Morant now going into year 7, you're getting the best version because you have the best roster around him. You can't afford to play anymore and kick the. You didn't take that step back, bro, to stay there.
Agreed. I would hope so.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. You know, the fact that it hadn't happened now, I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah. Marcus Smart was done right before the draft.
Yeah.
Something's got to shake.
They usually are.
Maybe
busy.
It's even done right after. That's what I'm saying. We got time.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good about something happening. You're not getting all this flexibility not to use it.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.